New York Times bestselling author Brad Meltzer is best known for writing political thrillers. He's been known to joke that he kills people for a living. But as a parent, he says he grew fed up with what his children were seeing and reading. That led to an entire series of biographies for youngsters. He recently told WUSF Susan Giles Wantuck about the book series and his latest biography of legendary puppeteer Jim Henson.
So we started this children's biography series, and we started with real heroes like, and we called them I Am, the I Am series. We started with I Am Amelia Earhart and I Am Abraham Lincoln. And since that time, we've also done Jackie Robinson and Rosa Parks. And my daughter loves animals, loves our dog. So I did I Am Jane Goodall for her. And my youngest son is really creative. So for him, I had to find a good creator. We found I Am Jim Henson, and that's where the books have led us now. But it's really just my own desire to help my own kids find real heroes today.
But Jim Henson has a special place in your heart too, right?
I was a little nervous going back to do I Am Jim Henson. Like, is Sesame Street, the Muppets, are going to be as fun as I remember? Or was it just that I was 10? And when I went back to them, I looked at songs like It's Not Easy Being Green.
It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves.
And that's a beautiful song that's written about accepting yourself for who you are, whether you're green or purple or yellow or tall like a mountain, you know, or strong like a tree. And this beautiful song of self-acceptance is being sung by a frog named Kermit. That's a puppet. And to me, that's profound and beautiful, and that's why it resonates, because when Jim Henson talks through this puppet, we'll listen to him say things that we would never listen to a regular person say.
So is Kermit your favorite Muppet?
To me, if you really want to know, like, the emotional favorites, my mother, her laugh used to sound just like Ernie. And when my mom passed away, every time I see Ernie, and even time when I hear him laugh, I just always think of my mom. And so that one will always get to me. But, you know, Kermit is, like Jim Henson, his real power was never just about being a cute voice or having a catchy song. It was that he could bring amazing people together and bring out the best parts of them.
You know, Sesame Street has that new song at the end about growing stronger and smarter and kinder. And I really think that's just a great reminder for us.
We need that message. The message of Jim Henson when he got started is he wanted to be in television. And so he goes down to the local TV station. He says that he wants a job, and they say, we don't have any jobs. And he's all dejected. He's devastated. He walks back out of the station, and as he's leaving, he sees a sign up on the wall. And the sign says, we're looking for puppeteers. So Jim Henson goes to the library, takes out a book on puppetry, goes right back to the same TV station, says, I'm a puppeteer, can I have a job? And that's why the world gets Kermit. I want my kids to know to this day, if someone puts an obstacle in your way, you go around it. And the world gets Kermit because Jim Henson won't take no for an answer.